You're listening to The Point. Art in public spaces is a growing trend, and we've seen a number of installations across our region. The Mid-Cape Cultural Council hopes to bring a new public art initiative to downtown Hyannis. Joining us to discuss the value of public art and the proposed project is Rachel Youngling, treasurer of the Mid-Cape Cultural Council. Welcome.
Thank you.
And artist Marianne Agresti, welcome to you.
Thank you.
So all of our listeners might not be familiar with high arts. So what is high arts, and where is the high arts district?
The High Arts District is based in downtown Hyannis, starting with Main Street and moving south along the Green to the Geyer Art Barn, and then down along towards the water. It is one of the two cultural districts in Barnstable at this point in time, and they've been working strongly to improve the cultural presence in the downtown area.
Yeah. So what's the vision for a public arts installation in the High Arts District?
What we're proposing is a discovery art walk. The idea is that we would put art along some of the paths that already are quite popular in Hyannis, but for example, the one that goes from Main Street down to the harbor along the through the Green. Mm-hmm. The pieces we would like to design, or that we are proposing, are pieces that people would discover along that path. Mm-hmm. So these aren't the sort of sculpture that someone sits back and just stares at, but they interact with. They come across something, they stand on it, they climb on it, they turn a rod, and something happens. Mm-hmm. So these truly are interactive sculpture pieces that help tell the narrative of Hyannis.
And is this along where we see all the little art shanties? Is that the area we're talking about?
Part of it is, yeah. But the primary connection right now is really from Main Street through the Green, mm-hmm. along the walk to the sea.
Down to there.
Yeah, yeah. And then down, and so the destination, the other end, is where the shanties
are.
That's
where the end, okay. Yeah. So the vision of this is to be very interactive then.
Yes.
Okay, so what value can public art bring to a community, and what specifically do you hope that this public art installation in Hyannis will bring to that area of town?
Well, one of the things that, as a business owner in Hyannis and as an artist who's been making art in Hyannis now for several years, there's a lot of stories to be told that I've realized nobody knows. Nobody understands really the layers of meaning that are in that place. And we're not just talking about history, sort of nostalgia, but actually the families that have lived there a long time, the businesses that have grown there, the architecture that has evolved there that's very specific to that place. We've even started looking at the vegetation and the trees that have grown there, and that they came with sea captains, and that they're very particular link to the story that we have to tell. So what we would like is for people to become more aware of the meaning of this place. Mm. The art should also be something that speaks to things that are current, and that we're just adding another layer of meaning to a place that already has many layers of meaning. Yeah. And that awareness, that heightened awareness of what it means to be in Hyannis, is what we think the art can offer. And in that sense, continue the legacy. Mm.
Anything you want to add to that, Rachel?
I think that was very succinct.
So what types of art are appropriate for outdoor public space like that? So and the process for acquiring that. I mean, you're talking about art that people can touch and, you know, interact with. You're saying, you know, you might have a crank or something that does something. So what's the process for that, and what's appropriate? It's got to be weather sturdy, right?
Mm. Yeah. And when that's part of the process we're going through now, we went through the request for proposals where the artist came forward with their concepts and ideas of what they wanted to create in the space. And now we're in the process of moving towards engineering to make sure that everything will be sustainable long term. You don't want to construct a beautiful sculpture and have it collapse 9 months later. You right. want it to really be there and be part of the current history of the whole area. So we're working on that with engineering right now. And mm-hmm. and Marianne, you've done a lot of research on that and how to make your pieces that are already existing sustainable as well.
Right. The piece specifically that I'm proposing for this project is called Seesaw. And the idea is that it takes its form from the turned over dinghies that we like to see by the seashore, and the idea that dinghies gently rock when you're out on them in the water. So this turned over dinghy gently rocks when you sit on it. You're encouraged to sit on it, and it has a little bit of a seesaw feel to it. So you discover it like a found object, but you're allowed to sit on it, and then you can play on it.
Yeah, because we're told, don't touch the art, right?
Right.
You can't touch. So let's just say we take your seesaw, and there's some little mechanical thing that happens. Is there going to be some sort of maintenance to these art projects? Is it up to the artist? is there an engineer that you have that will be looking at this?
Well, the unique ability we have as the Mid-Cape Cultural Council is that we work directly with the towns of Barnstable and Yarmouth. So we have full buy-in from the Barnstable Town Council that they've made a long-term commitment to the sustenance of these sculptures and the future ones that we plan to implement as well. So it won't be just an installation that is placed there and then neglected. It will be part of the town of Barnstable's ongoing maintenance.
Mm. So how many artists are we talking about at this point? How many pieces of art are we looking at?
Currently, we have 3 pieces of art, and that is the phase that we're in right now with Patronicity. And we're looking at a piece with Marianne here, and then Eric Kaiser has made a beautiful piece called Turn, 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 which is a sculpture that will be on a pedestal of wood-carved turns that will then be able to move in flight.
I
as
like
if
that.
You saw
turns
them.
As in T-E-R-N-S, but that turn, T-U-R-N-S.
Correct, yes. Play on words.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yes. And then our third proposed piece is a piece called Wave by Sarah Porter that has sort of the undulating sense of space, and that will be up on near the artist shanties.
Yeah. So it is also a seat.
Yeah.
So she's designed sculpture as furniture as well.
Yeah. So will there be room to add more down the line?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where the walk comes in. So there is a plan for these other proposed locations already. And again, we've been working carefully with the town. So those are sites, once we get these done, we could put out another RFP for the other specific sites. Mm-hmm. And what they're right now, there's 3 that were targeted. Mm-hmm. But this could hopefully continue to grow. I mean, the Discovery Art Walk could really be an exciting path.
So are there public art projects in other communities that you find inspiring that maybe got you thinking about this?
I have worked on other public art projects, not as the artist, but as the organizer. Mm-hmm. There's the Whale in Orleans that we, as part of a project that we did with the Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce, was initiated. And then also in Hyannis, outside the Gariborn, there's an installation there.
Mm-hmm.
And after doing those 2 pieces, realized what was wonderful about them was that they started telling the story of our relationship with nature, and that was sort of the RFP that was sent out by the Chamber of Commerce. But what was missing was the connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it wasn't myself, but the Culture Council saw that and said, you know what? What we really need to do is link these together so people really are encouraged to meander and discover. Mm-hmm. So we were inspired by the success of those pieces and how welcoming the public was to them. And then this builds on that.
I'm going to add it on that. So are there examples of public art projects that haven't worked as well or something that we can learn from any failed attempts? Like, I don't know.
That's a good question, Mindy. I'm not as privy to it. Marianne, do you have any experiences with anything that's failed in this arena?
I would think the sustainability might be a factor in. Yeah.
You know, we hear locally, not so much, but some people may have read about some issues in Boston. Mm-hmm. There's a park where someone installed a sculpture and some of the pieces are starting to come off and they're feeling like it's unsafe for the kids. But they're addressing that as a community and seeing how they can adapt the piece. I think we're doing our absolute best to coordinate with engineers and get good advisors so we're not doing this blindly.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I can say, you know, art's subjective, you know, right? And, you know, I'm loving the turn, turn, turn idea. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking somebody comes through and they go, wow, I really like that. Can they buy it?
They can't buy these actual pieces that will be on site. Mm-hmm. They can certainly support the construction of these pieces. But all of these artists are working independently and they are local artists as well. Mm-hmm. So we would, of course, encourage reaching out to the artists and supporting their artwork as well.
I'm sure you'd be thrilled, Marianne, if somebody came and said, I really like that. Can you make another one for me?
Yes.
No, I would. In fact, that's kind of what's beginning to happen. So I've already installed 1 sculpture piece in Hyannis at the corner of Center and Main. That was also a result of a commission locally from the Art Association. The Cape Cod Art Association, mm-hmm. which is now the Cape Cod Art Center. So it's been nice to be able to build on that.
Yeah. So what do people say? Do they come in and talk to you because of the piece that they saw? I mean, what's the connection with the artist? I mean, I imagine if you really are moved by something, as we know art can move people, you might want to search out this person and talk about it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, people do like to talk about it. And my work is always very public oriented. I don't produce a lot of smaller pieces. The work I do comes from the fact that I'm also an architect. So what this public piece for me is about an extension of my architecture. So in building buildings and designing furniture, which is what I've done for decades, I saw an opportunity to sort of impact public space in the same way that I impact public space with buildings. So I'm taking the same things that I do in architecture and transferring them into sculpture. So for me, it's more and more opportunities to do that. And sometimes that translates into something that may not seem like art to people, but is. For example, I'm working with Hyannis Main Street BID to produce a series of narrative 3D objects that will also tell the story of Hyannis Main Street. And they're very artistic. Mm-hmm. So disciplines get married in different ways.
Yeah. What about choosing the artists? You have three. I don't know how many you actually had who would have liked to have been
considered. Put out a request for proposal 3 years ago when we received grant funding from the Massachusetts Cultural Council to pursue this initiative. And at that point in time, we had six applicants with various different ideas that they came to us with, because one of the really key pieces was that it would be interactive and educational. Mm-hmm. And so really getting individuals to think out of the box and how they could connect that way. Of those six, we ultimately, through a juried panel that was not made up of council members, selected the three that ultimately proposed their initial sculptures. But we do hope to expand it in the future.
So what's the timeline for the High Arts Public Art Initiative?
The current timeline is we're in our big fundraising campaign right now. When we conclude that on June 22nd. We're doing that with Patronicity, which is a crowdsourcing platform. After that, we have 1 year to implement our program. So we're hoping to have this in place for the summer season of 2019.
Yeah. What's happening down there in downtown Hyannis on the Art Chantilly really has changed the feel of that area, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
Tremendously. Yeah. Yes.
And there's two new murals. There'll be additional murals that are submitting for funding. There's sculpture. There are these sort of narrative panels that my studio is doing with the town. And so there's an incredible interest. They've lit the trees. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's a true revitalization, very exciting to be part of it.
A lot more people are living down there, so it's really exciting.
Rachel Youngling, treasurer of the Mid-Cape Cultural Council, and artist Marianne Agresti, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll have more information about High Arts and the public art installation at our website, capeandislands.org. Coming up after a break, Sing Sister Sing with mezzo-soprano and Cape Cod native Andrea Baker.